Listening Part 2. The Australian Outback. You will hear a recording about the Australian Outback. While listening, decide if statements 8 through 13 are A, true, B, false, or C, not stated in the recording. You now have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Australia is the only country in the world that covers a whole continent. There are large areas with no population or that have never been visited by humans. Around 90% of the people live in big coastal cities like Melbourne or Sydney. The rest of the land is often called the Outback. It is an area with several deserts where 60,000 people live on 6.5 million square kilometers of land. The term outback expresses the emptiness and the huge distances in this area, but also the fact that it is still quite unknown to most people. This word is used mostly by people who don't live in it. When Australians talk about the countryside around the cities, they use the term the bush. If you travel further inside the country than the bush, you enter the outback. There is no precise line between the zones. So, it depends on your feelings. That makes the outback even more mysterious. The outback is very hot and dry, and there are not many ways to make a living there. Most inhabitants have farms with sheep or cattle, or work in mining. Australia is rich in natural resources, including gemstones and gold. Living in the outback means living a relatively lonely life, not suitable for everyone. The largest town in the area, Alice Springs, has a population of 27,500. It is an important tourist center because all the tours to the natural reserve of Uluru start there. The outback is crossed by Stuart Highway, named after a Scottish explorer who was the first European to cross the continent. It basically copies his route and enables the inhabitants to reach other places easily. It is almost 3,000 kilometers long, and travelers can spend hours driving on it without even seeing another car. Two petrol stations can be hundreds of kilometers apart. In the 1870s, camels were brought to Australia in order to transport products through the desert. Today, Australian camels are the only free-living camels in the world. The outback is very dry, and sometimes it doesn't rain for several years. Visually, the countryside is very particular, too. There is a lot of red and brown in contrast with the blue, cloudless skies. The Australian outback is one of the few places in the world where nature hasn't been taken over by civilization.